Dear friends, I invite you to make yourself comfortable in your chairs. Remember to keep your spine straight for a clear channel of energy to flow. We are taking an inner journey into the expanded consciousness as ambassadors of love, as the masters and visionaries that we are. Joshua has spoken to us frequently of our divine nature of pure love, peace, and the realization of the at-one-ment. We are stepping into this pure space in this meditation. So let's take some deep breaths and allow the relaxation to lead into the connection to your heart, where Mother, Father, God, all that is, abides. As Joshua says, allow yourself the deep breath and come to a place of peace. Let it be gentle, reassuring, and loving as a mother's arms. You are totally relaxed and floating in your inner space, leaving your physical body in the safety of your chair and coming into the sacred circle of love, outside of time, where we can all meet and be together. Breathe. We are still on our Mother Earth and switching into the vibrational energies of our etheric bodies. I invite you to come to the Cathedral of Ancient Oak Trees, where Oak Ridge University was founded millennia ago, when all creatures and beings could speak to each other, be heard and understood. We are in the living, breathing, conscious grove of grandfather and grandmother trees, nurtured by divine beings. We remember that we volunteer to be the bridge people to the third dimensional world, and we have gathered here once more to remember our mission and rejoice at the miracles of creation. We are here for the next expansion and remembrance. Breathe. And as you breathe deeply, the finest cosmic sweet air, it is safe, cool, green, and very comfortable to sit on the ground, feel the energy of the earth travel up your spine, filling and activating all your chakras and out the top of your head, uniting with the pure white light energy that hovers like a personal sun there on the top of your head, yet is everywhere present. You circulate the mix of these energies of earth and heavens in, through, and around your body. Breathe. It is so pleasurable that you can levitate above the spot that you are sitting in, if you so choose. As you breathe, you radiate waves of love from your heart to all those here in this sacred and etheric place. There are no worries here, no anxiety about anything. Breathe deeply. We are each a fountain of light and love inside a permeable bubble of love. This is what bliss feels like. Breathe. At first, your light fountain flows pretty close to your body, but as you breathe, and keep on circulating this translucent energy all around you, it begins to expand the fountain around you. With each breath, your golden white light forms a big bubble around you. It is constantly refreshing and renewing. You are in an energetic, magnetic, and invincible bubble of love, our hologram. As we come closer together, we realize that our energy fields or holograms overlap, and we feel the reality that we can be individuals and yet part of one universal energy of love. The love that created us and in which we have our greater being. The love that creates universes. The wise elder trees of our cathedral all know this and rejoice in our realization. A gentle breeze brings our attention to the presence of Yeshua as he speaks directly into our hearts. Absorb the loving energy of his words as we together take a journey outside of time and space. Breathe. Beloved heart family, take a deep breath and become the beholder who just watches, does not interfere, but just allows. Expand your hologram and allow yourself to entertain the idea that perhaps you are much more than you thought you could be or were. At first, we were light beings, walking on light. But then there was thought to bring in density, to make more firm the light, to change the vibrational level. We came and brought our light together to form Holy Mother Earth. She is a light being, made out of our light, from a long, long time ago. And we made Holy Mother Earth more and more dense. We took our light, our creativity, and we brought it into form, and we allowed it to solidify more and more, so that we could then put our creations into the seas and on terra firma to walk. For indeed, we did create, as the ETs that you are now understanding yourself to be. And as you take into your understanding that you are truly the ET, then everything changes in the way you look at things. You begin to see yourself in the new light, an expanded light. You are what we have called many times a star seed, but you are not tied to just one planet. So now, knowing this expanded truth of your being, let's take a time travel flight inside your bubble or Merkaba, and go to an early time on Mother Earth. Put the suggestion in your mind that you will remember it all when you come back, and spend the next few minutes, which will be equal to a lifetime or two, in whatever space or life on or around Mother Earth that you are drawn to. Now you can choose to stay there or move on to a life of another planet, in another constellation, outside your solar system. Spend a minute or two as another kind of vibrational being. Notice your surroundings and what you are doing or being. Yeshua suggests, take yourself back to the Big Bang of your reality, where physicality was created. And then, imagine before the Big Bang. What was there before? because there was a before, although it was outside of the your reality of time. Allow that to be part of your hologram as well. Expand your hologram. Take it as far back as you can imagine. Feel. Create. Create for yourself the hologram that takes in all. Can you imagine formlessness? Mind, just mind, just being. There was a time, outside of time, when you did just that. Imagine, just to be. And when you have done that in what seems to be the past, expand it into the future. What do you want to see in your hologram of the future? What can I create? See how expansive it can be. It can be anything you want it to be. As you are an extension of the one creative principle, of course you are going to create. And you have created the most beautiful formations. Allow yourself to put all of that beauty into your hologram and to know that truly you are the one creating. Always you have been and will be expressing the divinity and expressing that divinity, experiencing that divinity. So expand your hologram. You are the extension of the one creative principle. You create everything in your life. That is how powerful you are. The mind cannot take that all in. But when you work with the heart, with the feeling of the expectation, then you come to the truth. Work with loving everything that comes into your experience every day. Love it, thank it, and know that truly you have put it there as a gift. Everything is a gift which has led you to the place now where you are ready to hear that you are changing, expecting that things are going to be different, expecting that you are going to love everything in your life. Know how loved you are. Feel it. For a moment. take a deep breath and feel the love that is all around you coming into the very heart of you. Breathe. Allow yourself to feel so loved that truly nothing else matters. You are the beloved one, always and forever, beyond time. End of Joshua quote. So in our expansive consciousness, let us say inwardly, the words that Joshua gave us. I expand my reality. I expand my reality. It is okay to accept myself as more than human. It is okay to accept myself as more than human. I wake up and live in my divinity, in all of its creative history and diversity. I wake up and live in my divinity, in all of its creative history and diversity. We are the divine flow of beingness from before time began. We are the divine flow of beingness from before time began. I am the beloved one, always and forever. I am the beloved one, always and forever. Breathe in deeply the energy codes from these powerful, heartfelt affirmations that Joshua gave us. This will bring you back gently into the Oak Ridge Cathedral of Love. I will read them one more time. Just feel them. I expand my reality. It is okay to accept myself as being more than human. I wake up and live in my divinity, in all of its creative history and diversity. We are the divine flow of beingness from before time began. I am the beloved one, always and forever. Let the echo of these words resonate in your heart for a blessed eternity outside of time, as we feel and fill the universe with the vision of radiant, transcendent love. You rest in this blissful state, remembering and understanding perfectly your mission, our mission, of sharing this light of love with all of our brothers and sisters on earth. Remember, your heart is filled with this light overflowing across space and time. We are the Heart Family Soul Group, and remember our divine connection, no matter where we live on Mother Earth. Breathe in the bliss. Now we gently float back in our bubbles of love into this time and place. We breathe and realize that we do not need to step out of these bubbles, but we can live inside of them from now on. Take another deep breath as the ancient forest blends into the background of this reality. Know that you are always welcome there. Nod your head in gratitude. Feel the miracle of being the dimensional traveler, an embodiment of love, returning to your earthly body, your home away from home. Home is always found by expanding into love. Awaken. Remember. So be it. I love you. Welcome back.